I don't have anything to turn to right off, but throughout the New Testament, we see a lot of people where Christ performed miracles, where those who were a part of those miracles benefited in some way. When you look at all the accounts of the miracles that Jesus Christ performed, you see many people with different issues. Blindness, deafness, lameness, issues of blood, leprosy, hunger, and others. When I look at these issues that some had and think of myself, I have at this time, right now, and I have had none of these things going on with me in the past. I've never been blind. Physically. I've never been deaf. I've never been lame. I've never had leprosy. I've never really been hungry at all. None of these things have I experienced physically. I'm not minimizing those who have had these things physically as a part of their life. Something that just does not allow them to do certain things or experience things that the rest of us do without even thinking about it. I may have not experienced these things up until this point, but, you know, God may be pleased that I go through one or some of these things at the end of my life. So I'm not saying this could not happen to me. I know Joe has said, and I agree, that Jesus Christ has not saved anyone through a miracle done to them physically. In fact, we have seen in Scripture where Christ has performed some miracles for some who were not at all concerned with who Jesus Christ is. I went through some of those before, but in John 6, 10 through 13, we read, "And Jesus said, 'Make the men sit down.' Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, 'Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.' Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten." Jesus Christ fed about 5,000, it says. This was a miracle, and it was a sign. These people followed him further, it says in John 6, 23 through 26. "Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, 'Rabbi, when camest thou hither?' Jesus answered them and said, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.'" They were part of a miracle that Jesus Christ performed, but they did not even pay attention to the miracle that Jesus Christ performed. Christ said they sought him because their bellies were filled. What was the end of them? John 6:66 we read, "From that is the words that Jesus Christ just got through speaking to them in John 6, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." When he told them all that salvation is absolutely and totally of the Lord, they left. They wanted nothing to do with Christ from that moment. There were some who believed on Jesus Christ when this miracle was done. But there were many that went back and walked no more with him as well. We even see where Christ said to those who were his apostles, he said, "Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away?" One would go away eventually.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus Christ doing a miracle for you is no guarantee that you are one of his.
Right. Right.
We see there were many that walked no more with him. Even of the 12, we know that one did not walk with him. That was Judas Iscariot, who betrayed our Lord.
Yes, sir.
So just because Jesus Christ performs a miracle for you physically, it does not mean you are a child of God.
Right. Exactly.
Maybe you don't have this thought, but there are times I have this type of thought. Lord, will I betray you? I at times do works that seem to manifest that I will betray him. But let's look at another. And I just went through this recently, Luke 17:12. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. But what was the end of the 9 of these men? These men who cried out for mercy. Verse 17 of Luke 17, it says, And Jesus answering said, he was talking to this one that come back to him, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?
Yeah.
There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.
That's right.
Those who had a miracle performed on them to clean them of leprosy did not love Christ. They did not give glory to God for that which God performed.
Exactly.
What is it that we are looking for from Jesus Christ? I've never had any of these maladies, you might say, come upon me. What am I looking for Jesus Christ to do? Now, if you would, turn with me to Luke 7. Luke 7. Luke 7, and I want to read verses 18 through 22. And the disciples of John showed him all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. John had sent his disciples to ask Christ if he was that one spoken of in the Old Testament Scripture. They didn't call it the Old Testament Scripture, but that is all they had at the time. But the question was asked, are you that one spoken of, or should we look for another?
Yeah.
Notice that John did not say, look we for more miracles or signs somewhere. He said John was looking for a person. Once these men had told him what John said, he then first, that's Christ, first of all, performed some of these miracles, and then he tells them, Then Jesus answered, said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. The Old Testament Scripture spoke of these very things that would happen. Isaiah 35:4-6 reads, Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And then again in Isaiah 61:1-2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. And this binding up is like putting your arms around someone and just holding him tight. That's what kind of the meaning of the word gives. But he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. this same passage in Isaiah 61, our Lord read to them in the synagogue. It says in Luke 4, 17 through 19, "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" Not all men have the same physical ailments or physical things that prevent them from things. But all men have the same ailment nonetheless. Some just never come to know it. Have you ever been lost? If not, then what need do you have of being found? Have you ever been perishing? If not, then what need do you have of being saved? I want to talk to those this morning who have need of being found and who have need of being saved. And I'm talking about all of us, even right here today. I want to go through these miracles, but in the negative, if you will. Christ spoke of them as he did these things. It was in a positive. He actually did these things. Blind, lame, lepers, deaf, dead, and no gospel. Blind. We are all blind by nature. We all know this here, but it does not hurt to be reminded of it. By nature, we are absolutely, totally blind. I can see with this eyes right now everything that's going on. I can see everybody here. But what I cannot see by this old Adamic nature, what I cannot understand by this old Adamic nature, is what God says to us in his word. No matter how good these physical eyes are, they will not be able to see, or that is, understand anything of the kingdom of God. And I'm talking about spiritually. John 3:3, our Lord says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So in order to see, one must be born from above. Walter, it says here, it says above, not somewhere here below. So in order for one to see the kingdom of God, he must be born of God. Also, this word means to be aware of or to understand. Unless God in his purpose and by his will creates you anew, giving you spiritual life, then you will not even be aware of the kingdom of God. You may talk about Jesus Christ and God, but you will not truly be aware of his kingdom unless you are born from above.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Lame. We cannot move one inch toward God unless he does something for us. Again in John 3, verses 5. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So this here, speaking of the gospel and the Holy Spirit, tells us that unless we are born of these, we will not enter.
Right.
Enter means here means to enter. Another word for it is to arise. We read on several occasions where our Lord healed those who were lame. What does Christ tell them at least in two of those instances? Arise, take up thy bed, and walk. Unless Jesus Christ comes to you in power, you will not be able to walk spiritually. You will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Lepers. I'm not sure of any of us that have had leprosy here. I mean, there might be. I don't know. But I've never been leprous. Then how and why would Christ Jesus heal me of that? But we read in Isaiah 1:6, "From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." We are absolutely and totally nothing but gangrene in the sight of God. We have no man, that is, no fallen son of Adam, who can make us clean. We cannot even find anyone of fallen Adam who can even patch us up or give us any kind of ointment that will heal us. We are lepers from head to toe. We read of lepers in the Scripture. One example I've already given, but here is another. Luke 5, 12 and 13. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And he put forth his hand, that is Christ, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Death. I can hear with my ears everything that's being said. Most of us here, I think we can. Some of us may have a little trouble with hearing, and some of us may end up having that kind of trouble later on in life. But I've never had this physical ailment of not being able to hear. But spiritually, we will not be able to hear a thing. We are totally deaf when it comes to hearing spiritual things. We hear Christ speaking in several places where he says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Those who were there, I mean, when Christ was saying this, most had ears like you and I, and most of them could physically hear. But the kind of hearing Christ is speaking of is a hearing you will not have unless he is pleased to give it. Proverbs 20:12 says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Dead. We are born into this world dead. Dead to God, dead to his Christ, and dead to his gospel. We have no way to get out of this state from fallen sinful man. Now, if you would, turn with me to Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel 16. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thy blood, thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. No one, this says, pitied us to do this to us. Because there is none besides God who could do such a thing for a fallen, sinful wretch who is dead in trespasses and in sin.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:1 says, And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins.
Amen.
His people he visits in power, bringing to them spiritual life, not bringing this old Adamic nature to life. This old Adamic nature cannot be brought to life. We are made a new creature in Christ, Joe. No gospel. Because we are blind, deaf, lame, unclean, leprous sinners, dead to God so that we will in no way be able to hear the gospel, there is nothing working for us in this old Adamic nature. It is fallen, that is all it will ever be. So if we never change from that state, even if the gospel comes to us, we will not believe because we cannot. But if Christ does these things for us, he will also send us his gospel.
Yes, sir.
Him coming to us by his Spirit, giving us the increase to the extent he is pleased to give us an increase. We will increase as much as God is pleased to increase us. 1 Corinthians 3 verses 5 through 7 says, Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he that it planteth is anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. It was absolutely to be the sign of his coming for Jesus Christ to heal people of their physical ailments. It was absolutely to be the sign that when he came, he would perform miracles. But just because Jesus Christ healed some and performed miracles for some does not mean those things made them whole spiritually. Some were made whole spiritually. Some were not. Not all of us have ailments of our body. We do not all have the same sicknesses of our body. But every one of us have the same problems spiritually. We can do nothing without him who has all the power to bring a sinner to himself. If Christ did not come to do all these things, we would never believe. This is the confirmation that our Lord gave to John the Baptist and to us. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. What can we do for God? We have need of him to do all these miracles to us.
Amen.
It is him that we look for. The one who we read here that has come, and he proved it was him by the miracles he did.
Amen.
How will we come to believe Jesus Christ in the state we are in? We will do it by him and him alone. We never stop needing the power of Jesus Christ. He is our light and our life. He tells us here in Luke that he came to do these things to show that he is that Christ spoken of in the Scripture. There is no need to look to another, no need to look to ourselves, and no need to look for another fallen sinful man. Jesus Christ is all we need. If you have been healed of these spiritual ailments, if Jesus Christ has proclaimed the gospel to you, a poor, wretched, lost sinner, bound up your broken heart, then you are blessed. And it says in Luke 7:23, he said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Are you offended in Jesus Christ? Amen. Dear Lord, bless these words to our hearts, dear Lord. Cause us to see you always. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.